Here, here's a beer. Cold from the fridge. Thanks for helping me out with that chopping wood. I can usually do that myself, but I had some other preparations to do for tonight. So, how's your experience been so far? Being new to the village and all that? Yeah, it's a quiet town. Pretty far away from actual civilization. People here enjoy the peace and quiet. A lot of privacy. I hope none of them gave you any trouble settling down. I know almost everyone out here, except for that family up at the Sanguine Mansion up the road. But they just moved in too. I'm sure they'll come hang out in town eventually. Don't mind Fred from the butcher shop, by the way. He stares at everyone. Got knocked over by a truck when he was a kid, and ever since then he just stares at people. He makes really good pulled pork, though. We don't have many pig farms around, now that I think about it. Either way, if you need anything, or you got questions where to find it, you just holler at me. Oh, I make you feel welcome. Shoot, you're gonna make me blush, girl. You know, it did take some courage to approach you at the bar that night. Dressed to impress in a red hoodie and all. Luckily, I saw that opening when that drunk guy was trying his luck with you. Sorry that happened, by the way. Oh, well, these guns aren't just for show. I can carry a tree log on my own, you know. That surprised look on his face when I easily lifted him out of my way and him stumbling off into the night, confused. Priceless. You're pretty spry yourself, you know. Swinging an axe like that seems like it wasn't your first time. Oh no, just that I didn't imagine a pretty little flower like you would. You know what? Never mind. I made an assumption, and that's on me. Oh, I see. Yeah, well, my pa always wanted a son, too. Sadly, mine wasn't willing to teach me anything. And he wasn't too subtle about it either, but I proved myself to him. And then some. Huh? No, it's okay. It was a long time ago. I don't see him or the rest of the family, which is fine by me. I'm more of a lone wolf, anyways. I didn't know you were a nature person. I guess being able to work remotely means you can work from anywhere then, right? And I saw you had the beginnings of a garden bed going. Pretty and capable. Don't tell me you cook well, too. Ooh, I might be in trouble, miss. Feels like I'm not going to be bringing much to this dynamic we got going. Oh, I think your efforts in teaching me computers is going to be wasted. I accidentally broke my last one. Oh, you saw that outside? Yeah, well, I fell and I can't tell you how the metal casing got warped like that. Maybe it was, you know, cheap made. Silver-lined steel's hard to find these days. What? Why, what's with the strange look? Don't they make computers with silver-lined steel? Oh, shoot, maybe I read it on the internet once, yeah. Another beer, maybe? Oh, well, you're still working on yours. Take your time, no rush. Let's move inside. Porch is getting a bit chilly. So anyway, at least I'm good at hauling heavy things. Sometimes I help old Giles down at the general store with unloading trucks or get Mert some good logs for his carpentry. It's not much, but it's honest work. One time, I walked down to Mary Creek, saw that Aunt Hemmy ran her late husband's Buick in the dirt by accident. Mobile phones weren't really common around here at the time, and she bumped her head on the steering wheel. And worried as I was, I pushed her car out the slip and we drove it down to the local doctor. It's all good, turns out. She was apparently startled by a wild animal crossing the road. Oh, right. Since I mentioned it, there are wild animals in these forests. If you want to venture in these woods, you better give me a heads up first and I'll join you. We can make it a date, or just a casual walk in the woods with sandwiches and drinks. You know, like roommates, or village mates in this case. Roommates, so stupid. Anyway, my advice is to not go out during the night. Not into the woods. People often get lost in there, 'cause every tree looks the same, and compasses and GPS seem to go haywire in there for some reason. Haunted? Oh no. Trust me, if that forest was haunted, I would not go in there. Ghosts give me the heebie-jeebies. I'd rather hang out with Aunt Emma from down the road. Aunt Hemmy hangs out with her all the time after her husband passed. They're very into herbs and dancing or something like that. Emma's house makes my nose itch. There's all these weird-looking puppet things made of twigs hanging all over the place. Real crafty and a little spooky, if you ask me. Right? Well, that's what I thought, too. But they got the best tea in the region, though. Knocks me out like a puppy. Yeah, well, I call them aunts, but they're really not related. It's a form of endearment, actually. After turning my back on my birth family, I came to realize you can make your own by choosing people you trust. And they looked after me a few times when I was in a bad spot, and, well, that's what you look for in family, you know? Oh, well, let me get you some of that tea in case you need a good night's sleep in the future. Now, where did I leave it? Sorry, the kitchen is a bit of a mess. It's probably in the other room. All right, keep your sweet cheeks seated. I'll be right back, darling. No, not here. Oh, why do I trash this place every month and then never fix it up? What are you doing back here? Girl, didn't I tell you to stay put? Now that I think about it, how'd you sneak up on me like that? Those marks on the wall? Yeah, those are claw marks. And I think you already know why I have chains on my bed. Though it's not a full moon just yet, it's better to be safe than sorry. You know, curiosity really ain't a good quality to have in this village, my little Red Riding Hood. It's unfortunate. You know, I had hoped to make things work between us before I revealed my big secret. Guess the wolf's out of the bag now, then, huh? Oh, look what you got there. An axe. You better put that back down before you fucking hurt yourself, girlie. Besides, I smell something other than fear on you. Did you follow the rumors to this town then? Hoping to find yourself some excitement? Hunting monsters and such? You don't think you can take me on your own, do you? You know, there's quite a few tourists and scuba gangs like that feeding the forest soil out there. Do you plan to join them? Oh, you're different. Well, how's that, huh? You better wipe that smile off your face, girl. Go on, then. Why don't you give it a shot? I'm bigger and faster than you, little lady. Nice throw, but you missed. Oh, running away now, are we? Guess we're playing tag with the wolf then. Come on now, girlie. You gotta run faster than that. You don't want the big bad wolf to catch you, do you? Too slow. Gotcha. You're coming with me, little one. Nighty-night. Gosh darn it, did I hit her too hard? I shouldn't have invited her here. What was I thinking this close to a full moon? Stupid. I finally meet a nice girl and my horny ass just can't wait till next week. How am I gonna deal with you? Perhaps it's time to get a forget-me-now potion from the ants, then dump her back at her cabin. She'll never know what happened. Sure is pretty, though. Maybe I could convince her. Get her to understand me, what I am. Yeah, right. That really would be a first. What to do with her. It's weird. There is something off about her, throwing an axe like that. The aim was way off, but still seemed like an expert throw. And then running away, grinning like a schoolgirl. I have a feeling I'm being played with. Perhaps I should dispose of you, just in case you are dangerous. Wouldn't hurt to look through your things first. Let's see. Purse, keys. Ugh, strange looking can that smells spicy. Hygiene products, a single sock, buttload of receipts, and wait, what's this? This brush. I've seen it before on that website. Specially made for werewolves it was. Also a bottle of Forever Shine Shampoo. Bone ache meds for transformations. Are you like me? No. No, I would have been able to tell by your smell. Then what's your goal here, girlie? I don't get it. Wait a second. Are you even knocked out? Your breathing is shallow, but I can hear your heart beating from here. What if I tickle your toes, Oh, I think I saw your eyelids move. Still pretending, are we? I can see the corners of your mouth twitch, little girl. Are we having fun? Toying with the big bad wolf? Oh, I knew it. You are fucking with me. Oh, you little shit. Don't you know what kind of situation you're in? Doesn't matter how tough you are tied up like that, you ain't going nowhere. I'm twice your size in this form and down here. Down here, nobody can hear you scream. Oh, judging from that reaction and the contents of your bag, I don't think I'm the first werewolf you've seen. Oh, I am. And why are you so calm? Do you think you can take me on, squirt? Why do you have these in your bag, anyway? What's your plan now, huh? Wait. Are you... Oh, God, you're one of those, aren't you? I should have known. Why would a nice lady such as yourself be into a girl like me? You realize if you mess with monsters like this, you're bound to meet the wrong one, and then it's the end of you. Got it? Ugh. Why do you people fetishize conditions we have to deal with our entire lives? Getting hunted or shunned by society for it just for being born with it? I don't follow. If I've got it so wrong, then why are you after me? Now don't mess with my feelings. If you really liked me for me, then why not just tell me? Why you gotta toy with me like that? Oh, so that's why you have those then. Yeah, being taken care of would be nice, but... Well, that means... That would mean you really do like me then. Honestly, I'm not very used to that, I have to say. I'm feeling a little exposed, to be real. My physical strength usually puts people off, let alone this... form. But it doesn't seem to faze you at all, does it? Well, Then what was that chase for? Really now, I could have killed you out there. I mean, yeah, it was exciting, but if you wanted to play tag, you just could have said so. All right, I believe you. But I'm not letting you go just yet. It seems you've been playing with me, and I feel it's only fair to play with you a little bit in return. You had me all riled up, you little shit. And I think some punishment is in order. Oh, putting on a brave face. Well, it's too late for that now. As fit as you are, I'm still... miles stronger than you. I have a feeling you don't mind that at all. Now, do you? It's cute how you try to suppress your excitement. Here, one of my claws fits around both your ankles at once. How easy it would be for me to lift your legs up like this. Oh, you like that, sugar? Try to wiggle free, see if you can. Oh, you can't even make my arm budge. What if I... Oops. There goes your pants all torn away. It's fine. You won't be needing clothes for the rest of the night. Adorable panties. You truly came prepared. What a fucking slut. Is this turning you on? What if I touch you here? On this wet spot, Now that's a nice reaction. If you're already quivering with my finger running up and down your panties, well... Then I can't wait to see what happens when I really start to toy with you. Let's see how much werewolf you can handle, little lamb. And there goes your panties, bare-assed and dripping wet. I knew this is what I was smelling since you got here. Now that I got you folded like this, I can see it clear as day. Let me have a taste of that delicious-looking treat. Oh. Wonderful. Don't let the size of my tongue scare you off, sweetheart. Didn't you know that werewolves groom their partners? You had all these preparations to get closer to me, right? So let me return the favor by pushing this tongue of mine into that slutty little slit of yours. There we go. You like it how I coil my tongue like this? You're squirming so much, sugar. And your tits are so small in my hand, but the squish is just wonderful. There's the nipple. Ooh, need to be careful not to squeeze too hard. Gotta make sure I adjust my strength not to crush you. Speaking of crushing, feel that? My index finger and thumb fit all the way around your throat. Don't worry. I won't choke you yet. Or are you into that sort of thing? My, my. You really are a masochistic little bitch. Patience now. Mama still has a lot in store for you. Look at that pretty mouth of yours. Look, my thumb barely fits in there. And your tongue feels so soft, I can't wait to put it to good use. I do wonder if my fingers fit in your other holes, Just the one. Let's first wet the finger and deep breath. Oh, gods, you're tight. I've only got two knuckles in. Now if I slowly curve my finger up to find that sweet, sweet. Oh, I think I found it. Fucking nine hells, sweetheart, the way you clench your legs around my arm. Oh, that tells me I definitely found your spot. No coming yet, little lamb. You stay on the edge for me. I need those moans of yours for my own pleasure. Let me switch positions. There. Have a good look at my ass and pussy. I'm about to bury your face in them and claim you as my bitch. Any last words? Oops. Sorry, I couldn't wait any longer. I freed your hands. Go ahead and grab my ass. Oh, you can barely reach around my hips. So eager. You are a thirsty one. I've got to hold back. I shouldn't sit down fully on your... Ah, fuck it. Better not choke, girl. Hell yeah. Oh, grinding that cute face of yours feels so fucking great. Let me ruin your makeup, my hungry little slut. I'm putting my tongue back in you. Ah. Go on. Moan for me. Oh, that's the stuff. And up. Take a little breather. And back down. Gods, it's been a while. Ooh, and I'm already getting close. How you're liking your new occupation from now on, my little fuck toy. Ooh, good thing you're sturdy for a human. Let's turn the moaning up a little. I'm gonna put a finger back in, reach for that sweet spot while I... Oh, there you go. Oh, hell yeah. Keep bucking your hips while I'm grinding on your face. You wanna come, don't you? Let's go for that finish line then, 'cause I'm a little impatient in this form. I want to get off too. And one more breather. And down we go. I'm going to go a little faster now. You hang in there, little lamb. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh. Come with me. Do it. Do it now. Fuck. Oh. Oh, wolf mother. Oh, that was... Oh, shit. Let me get off your face. Hey. Earthed a little lamb. I didn't accidentally drown you, did I? Oh. Thank the gods you're still breathing. Whew. I thought I might have clenched too hard there for a moment. Well, smile. That's a good sign, right? Girl, you should see your face right now. Come here. Come on. Lay on top of me. There you go. Let's rest for a bit. Oh, hell yeah. I want to continue after this. I mean, if you've got the puff for it. Don't want to break you first night we're banging. Also, since you seem to accept me like this, and after we done all that, well, it was my first time doing it this form, so. What are you smiling at? Listen here, little one, you better not break tonight. I would never forgive myself. If it gets too dangerous for you, well, you just say red light. You understand? Good girl.